Welcome to Fates Forge, a D&D podcast. You're listening to Van Richten's Guide to a Curse of Strahd, previously in the Fates Forge.
And you hear barking from the distance, and he's going to approach Cole and make a series of attacks.
Oh shoot, I'm not close enough.
Three to be exact. As his flail that he's holding has three barbed, flaily things to it, and he's gonna make an attack for each one of them. Okay, the first one is a 15 to hit.
15 hits.
10 bludgeoning damage.
Okay.
Stupid thing. 16 whiz save.
Yeah, that fails.
You must make a melee attack as a reaction to the nearest target that's not him.
So yeah, that would just be a coup de grace.
So there's nothing. Great.
You know, we could coup de grace one of the guys on the ground.
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
Make a
time die.
As your reaction, make an attack.
13.
It doesn't hit. It bounces off of its armor. Okay, the next one
is a
modified 20 to hit. You take 10 points of bludgeoning damage again. And make a intelligence save.
You should save for battle
come
to me. Somebody doesn't kill.
Nat 20.
Great, you save. You take 11 points of psychic damage.
Oh. Okay, I'm down. 20
no!
Save.
Oh!
And then the third one, he hits you. Again, so that gives you two death saves.
Okay, so.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Zumak.
Okay, okay.
I'm going to move right over here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Wait.
Oh, frick. That was the thing I was supposed to do. Okay, crap. Okay, it's too late.
Katie,
too
what
late.
Were you supposed
it's
to do?
It's too late. It's too late.
And then...
Katie, it's never too late for now.
I had a reaction that I could have done. But I was trying to find it, and I took too long, and now it's Zumak's turn.
You heal 7 hit points.
Yay.
That's my bonus action.
Alrighty.
And then...
So do I heal from 0 or from the...
From 0.
There's no
from
negative zero. In fifth edition.
Okay, cool.
And then, I'm gonna say, hey, stinky breath, eat a dagger.
And I'm gonna throw a dagger.
Okay.
Does a 16 hit.
That just hits, yep.
Oh, all right. He takes 4 points of damage.
Okay. He takes all the damage.
Okay.
Great, who are we at next?
Next is Glow.
Are we concerned that there will be reinforcements? Can I metagame?
There was howling.
Okay, so
howling.
I'm cognizant of that. So yeah. I'm going to cast... Oh boy.
There is a egress over here. I'll find you a better tile that'll fit. But it does... Yeah, there's 2 or 3 entrances.
I'll hit him with 2 Eldritch Blasts. Oh, I rolled a 20 and a 1.
Is that... Yeah, one hits and...
The other...
Yeah,
it goes wide. Okay, so that's 12 plus 4, 16 points of force damage.
Ooh, very good, yeah. 16 points.
Yeah, that's what it was?
16, yeah.
Okay, that was my action.
Great.
Then... And now what's over here? Like,
that's...
Does it just stop? Does it just stop?
Yeah, it stops. It's a wall right here.
Okay, I'm trying to see if there's like a little alcove
I
can
cover.
No, there's
not. Nope, it's wall.
Then maybe glow will go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. She will shoot. She's still invisible, so she'll have advantage on the roll. And she'll shoot him with an arrow. That hits. He takes 2 points of magical piercing damage.
Okay. Beep, beep. All right.
And
do I have to make a con save?
He has to make a con save.
Okay, very good. Constitution. I got a modified 20.
That barely passes.
Really? Okay. All right.
You just made the number.
Just barely. Okay.
Hey. Where are we
at? We're at the gnolls.
These gnolls are dead.
These gnolls are dead. Not these gnolls. Not this many, but.
Oh,
they're gonna dash from where they're at. Not that. These don't look as scary as some of the other ones. There is one among them that is scary, so there's three that come from here. Two small gnolls and one bigger gnoll, and then two small gnolls from here. Make it to here.
All right.
Wait,
so we got
another one of these?
No. So these guys were warriors. So they were, it's like strong, medium, weak. Medium, weak, weak. So these are regular gnolls. That's a gnoll warrior. Regular gnoll.
Okay.
Gnoll warriors.
Gnoll captain.
Gnoll captain.
Gotcha.
And that's it. So we're at top of the key. Jeepers.
Jeepers, here she comes.
Who saved the day?
Dun, dun, dun. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
Man, I love that. Gigantic frog. Such cool.
I'm going to apply poison to my pike and make a series of attacks on the captain.
Very good. Do you have to apply it every time, or is it?
It just says as part of your action.
Okay.
So I guess if I don't specify, it doesn't have to do the save.
Okay.
So that's a 15.
I left it, Jared. I have it, but I left it.
It's back at your house?
Yeah.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
I have this one if I need it.
Oh, no, I have it. Yes. That's a 22
to hit.
This one's actually a little scarier, right? Because it's bigger.
Say that again?
22 to hit.
All that hits you.
And I have I have the extra d6. 11 points of piercing damage, and it needs to make a con save.
Okay. That is a 10.
That fails.
All right.
So it takes 2d4 points of poison damage. 4.
Nice.
Holy crap, 8 points of poison damage.
Okay, it takes full damage. Nice.
All right.
Noticing that these are all brawn and no resistances.
Was that my second attack? Was that just the one?
I don't know.
Oh crap, I can't. I think that's
your job to keep. Was
that the second? Okay. Alright, so that's my turn.
Okay.
Okay.
Cole!
Okay, I will attack the null captain.
Are you gonna stand up first?
If I don't, I have disadvantage, don't I?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could
stab
him in the knee.
Yeah.
No. Take your crossbow. Take an arrow to me.
An attack disadvantage can't have sneak attack.
I don't have sneak attack.
Oh,
here.
You don't.
Well, yeah, he's engaged.
That has to be adjacent.
Has to be within 5 feet.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
That's right.
But.
Katie's got an idea.
Would you have been able to make your attacks if you were within 5 feet?
Yes, I can. I can.
She has reach, right?
But what?
It's.
Yeah, I do have reach. Yeah.
It's fine. I'll cast booming blade on it.
I was debating getting close or not, but I should have.
Well, yeah, because he's only got 7 hit points. He's going to drop again.
But I have something that's ranged.
Oh.
My interception is not ranged, but I have one thing that is.
17 plus 6, 23
hits. Okay. Very good.
So, 6, 7, 8 damage.
Great. Full damage he takes. What are we at for the...
He makes 3 attacks.
The
Flynn.
What's he at?
After that...
After that attack.
After 62. That, he's at 62.
Okay.
Okay.
62? Dang, you already did 62 damage on him?
I mean, you hit him with a fireball.
That's true. Half damage. Okay.
Katie's
a Cuisinart.
Okay, am I Flint? Am I up?
Not yet. Bonus action disengage and move 15 feet back.
Alrighty.
Just straight
behind
back.
The frog, or
where the other enemies are coming from?
Oh, I guess that's true.
Just
straight back. Okay.
Okay. He does Flint's turn. He's going to turn.
Okay. And the booming blade goes off.
Okay.
If he moves.
I moved.
He just did.
Oh, he moved. Sweet.
I do not have reach.
One.
One.
Already seven. I think
that's one.
Alrighty.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm gonna make a series of attacks at our gigantic frog.
Frog versus flan.
One of
the
pain
classic madness. Conflict.
Paralysis. So the pain is a 6 to hit. Darn. No, it would be a 10 to hit. Sorry. And then the no, the madness was 10. Pain is a modified 20 to hit. And then the paralysis is 17 to hit.
I don't have my shield up, so 17 hits.
Okay, so both hit. All right, you take 10 points of bludgeoning for the pain, and then make a intelligence save.
No. Intelligence?
You're only 8.
Yeah, no, it's an 8.
You take 22 points of psychic damage.
Wow.
40-10, is it? The psychic, yeah. It didn't hurt that bad, but it strikes through your core into your intelligence and
okay.
your soul.
Okay.
Oh, and then the paralysis. 10 to hit. 10 damage, bludgeoning. And you must make a con save.
10 additional on top of the 22 and
yeah,
the
12 attacks.
Remember how he said we couldn't handle 4 of these guys? I think he was right, Katie.
Uh-huh. Con save?
Con save. Target number 16.
9.
You're paralyzed.
Okay.
Until the end of your turn.
Okay.
And then, yeah, just to the end of the turn.
So
to the end of its next turn. Oh, you're
well,
paralyzed.
That also means any attack against you has advantage.
All right. We are at Zumak.
That guy does not look like he's very nice. I don't like him none.
And he howls, a visible howl. As his eyes go bloodshot.
So I'm wondering, I'm trying to think, should I lay these down or try and get him?
It's a very important question to answer yourself.
I'm worried about these guys because I think I can do something to get all these guys.
He's gonna hit
well,
me
Well, I can drop another fireball.
On his first attack
oh,
next time.
Oh, could I include him and Martin.
Oh yeah, you could.
Oh yeah.
If he hits me next round.
No. Come on.
Okay.
Katie.
Here's what I'm gonna do. Fireball. I'm gonna drop it.
So
right here. Yeah.
Alright.
So 10, 15,
20, 25. Wow, yeah, you can hit all of them.
Yeah.
Tiny.
Hey Mel,
mm-hmm.
I like your new character.
I do too.
I like the other one too. I just am happy when guys are here killing monsters.
What's the target number?
15.
Okay. The Flind saves. The first null does not. Second null does not. And then the warrior in the back gets a 15. So, the warrior and the flame save.
Okay.
And then how much damage did you do?
I did a little bit more this time.
Okay, how much did you do?
So these guys take 34 each.
They fry the smithereens. They get incinerated.
Oh my gosh.
17 and 17.
Okay. All you smell is, and that puts him bloodied, the flame.
At 80.
This is going to be a good fight.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, we're at glow.
Okay, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm going to, okay, so my eyes are like gonna turn glowy, right?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm gonna move in here, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I'm going to say, Wind Queen of Arcadia, guide my actions. And I cast Gust of Wind.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so this is a 60 foot line.
Okay.
And they all need to, make
sure. How wide is it, 10?
5
or 10?
10 feet wide.
Okay.
So it would catch me too.
No.
Okay, no.
Then I do that.
Okay.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay. Yeah. 9, 10, 11, 12. So it goes to there.
So then cool.
You make straight saves.
Okay. This is the warrior. This is the Flind. Ooh, the Flind didn't get good, but he's got good strength. Let's see what he got. What's the target number?
14.
Flynn got a 14. Plus okay, five so and a nine, and then the other one has a 15, so both of them save.
Shoot. Okay, well, and then it costs us nothing.
Is it difficult terrain?
Okay, any creature in the line must spend 2 feet of movement for every 1 foot it moves.
Oh, okay.
Closer to you.
So difficult terrain.
Yeah.
Well, no, but there are abilities that negate difficult terrain that would not negate this.
Right.
Each creature that starts its turn in the line, they need to make another save.
Oh, okay, cool. Right.
Okay, so I'm trying to like push him away from you.
Yeah,
this okay, is cool. Then while this is going on, how high is the ceiling? It's like,
here, I'd say like 20 feet.
Okay, Baby Glow will fly up and then shoot that guy right there.
Okay. I'll prep the con save.
It's a 12. Does a 12 hit?
12 does not hit.
Okay, then don't worry about it.
13 hits. I failed on my con save.
I needed you to fail that one so I could push you around.
Okay, we are at the gnoll's turn. So we've got these two guys. 20, 25, 30, and 5, 30. And they are going to throw spears. One at the big guy and one at Glow. So here come a spear. Does a 10 hit?
Glow?
Glow?
No, my armor class is 17.
And then 19 against the toad.
Sorry.
You take 1d6 plus 2. You take 5 points of piercing damage. All right, and bottom of the key, bottom of the, or
when
top
does,
of the
when
key.
When does this guy have to be?
Oh, I didn't go for him. No, he goes now.
Okay, so he needs to make another strength save.
Another strength save, okay. He got a modified 20.
Okay, he's fine.
But he still has the difficult terrain,
yes.
Right? He's gonna expend 30, so he'll do 60 feet to get as far as he can, so he goes 30.
So that was,
so he'd go 15. 6 altogether.
Is that another square right there?
No, that would be there, yeah.
5, 10, 15. How much? That'd be his double movement.
So then I want to put him here so we can hit this person. Well, next turn can hit that person. So I'm 10 feet away. Dang. Oh, that was so close.
Okay. That was good.
That was a good,
thank
that
you.
Was a good move.
I have been waiting to cast the spell.
Bottom of the key. Two more. One appears here, and one appears here. At the very, very edge, right there. Yep. And then...
How long does this wind last?
A minute, as long as I concentrate on it.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, it was very good that he didn't hit me. Although my con save is exceptional at this point, because I took the feat.
This guy goes down.
What? Wait, what?
No. Yeah. Okay, now we're on the top of the key.
Okay,
why don't we put a question mark at 11?
No, 11?
Yes. Question mark
should,
at 11.
Should he use the green or the red, Andy?
Use the black.
Dang it!
Didn't know it.
That's what I had
found out. Sure.
So at the end of my turn, I'm not paralyzed anymore. So
at the end of your turn, you are not paralyzed.
So I don't have, but I get my...
But it's automatic, she doesn't have to make another save.
She does not make a save.
Okay, so you're good.
Yep.
Okay,
so
cool.
Okay. That's me.
Okay, that you were very vulnerable right there.
Very.
Yeah, I'll go up and I'll attack the flind.
Okay, so if you do that, you will step. Nope, you'll step right into the wind wall the gust of wind if you do that.
Which will make it difficult terrain, right?
Well, first you'll have to make a strength save or get pushed back.
Would I be able to go? No,
it's like that.
Okay.
10 feet wide.
Yeah. So if you engage it, you're in the wind wall.
So well, how? Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. You go around that way.
Be right next to me. Okay.
There. Then you got it.
Cool. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Let's do this. Attack.
All right. Make your attack.
14.
To the flint?
Yeah.
Does not hit.
Cool. I'll bonus action disengage and retreat.
Well, okay. how many feet of movement do you have left? No.
10.
Okay. So then he could go ping ping.
Yeah, yeah. There. Okay.
That works.
Okay, now it's question mark's turn.
Question mark. You don't see anything, but you see this person writhe in pain, kind of just squirming as it takes unseen damage, and then kind of holds there as he's like,
Okay.
And what normally they're, you know, they're moving, they're breathing or whatever, you just hold him, see him going, as he's bloodied. So this is gonna be Noel. This is just a Noel, not a warrior. But he takes 17 points of damage.
Wow.
Okay.
But you don't see anywhere else down there. All right, Glynde. We're gonna attack the big old monster in front of me. The froggy frog.
Nope, he's gonna make a strength save.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Very good. Good reminder. Target number, you said 15?
14.
I fail. So I'm one pushed back. Two. Oh, dang.
Oh, my gosh.
Very good. 15 feet I'm pushed away?
I'm trying.
Thank you.
I don't need to lose a second.
Okay. And I can, I can still move, though, right?
You can.
Okay, I'm gonna move my 30 back up.
10, 15.
To approach my friend.
Oh, no.
And then I attack.
Puts him right back where he was.
Right where I was.
I tried. It's not perfect.
No, I appreciate it. It's appreciated.
Okay, we're going three attacks. Against Froggy McGee.
Froggy McGee.
Miss Froggy. Okay, that's gonna be a 17 to hit. That's gonna be a 24 to hit, and then the last one is 25 to hit.
Can I? So I have a reaction.
Okay.
But if all three of them are gonna hit, I don't know if it's gonna matter.
Well,
that
doesn't matter if you use your reaction.
Is it 17 hit?
17 does hit, so I'm going to use my Cloud Rune.
Okay.
And the damage gets transferred to a target of my choice, regardless of the range.
Okay. Is this on one attack, or?
This is just one hit.
One hit, okay.
One hit.
You can specify which one you want. Madness,
the
pain.
One.
The paralyzing
one. Well, the psychic damage one.
Actually, the psychic damage one did a ton of psychic damage on me.
Well,
yeah,
okay.
That was 32 damage.
The thing is, it should be resolved like one attack after another.
Yeah.
Because presumably you'd be dropped after them. So
yeah, I would be dropped after them.
Presumably you would have to use it on the first attack.
I would have to use it on the first attack.
I get to choose whatever one it is. Why don't you roll me a d3 or a d6? One, two is madness.
Five.
That would be the paralysis. So you block the paralysis.
I block the paralysis and I'll transfer it to...
The flint?
I can't, it has to be, it says other than the attacker.
Oh, okay.
To this guy, so.
Right next to him, yeah.
Yeah.
That one?
Right here.
Okay.
So the paralyzing.
So he takes 10 bludgeoning. He has to make a con save, which he saves. Oh, wait, I have to make sure he saves. He got a 15, he's able to plus one to con. Yes, he does plus two. So he saves the con.
He's at 27 damage.
And, okay. He's at 27?
27.
So he's bloodied. So he only takes 10 damage, but he's not paralyzed because he saved. Okay. And then the rest of the attack, so you take 10 points for the madness. You're down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then the third attack hits you, and you have two...
Failed two death saves.
Does
that turn off the...
I'm sure it turns off your largeness.
It doesn't require... Do we have... Concentration, does
it? It lasts for 1 minute.
Okay.
So you're still large.
I'm still large.
Okay, great. Alrighty, so we are now at... The bottom of the key?
No.
Top of the key. Oh, I'm sorry. Zoom back. I'm sorry. I was looking at the You're right. Yeah, you're up.
Yeah. Well, that's not very nice. Guess I got to bring somebody back up again. And we're going to healing word the...
Thank you.
Froggy frog.
Ooh, very good.
And so you gain... For life.
Thank you.
And you're back up.
Okay.
So your failed saves are gone as well, but you're still prone. Okay, so I'm going to say to this Flynn Knoll, did your mother dress you up and she didn't even love you?
Oh, that was fine.
Dr. Make a
vicious mockery.
Okay.
And
target number?
Succeed a wisdom save of 15.
I rolled a 15.
Okay.
Cut, but not that deep. Okay, we are at glow.
I'm, as a bonus action, I'm gonna turn, I can turn the way the spell is moving, I'm gonna turn it at these guys and blast them back.
Oh, okay.
So they need
and how far?
It's 60 feet, so 60 that will feet. Go to the wall.
To the wall.
So they need to make strength saves.
Okay. Natural 20 on one, the other one was a 13.
Okay, so...
It would be, yeah, for this one gets blown back.
One, two, three, so he's back up.
Okay, all
right. And for my standard action, I will shoot him twice with all right. blast. I will shoot at him with Eldritch Blast. and then Baby Glow will rain death from above on this guy.
Okay.
And,
Oh, it's just a regular null. You can take a little pot shot.
No, okay. How? No, he's too hard. Yeah, we'll shoot this guy.
Okay.
Shoot at that guy. Wow.
What's the number?
I rolled a 2.
Below 10. Oh, yeah. Okay.
I got a 9 total. I think that's not enough.
That's not enough.
Not exactly distinguishing ourselves this time.
That's right. Yep. Okay, so this guy is going to double move 60 all the way up as far as he can. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's 50, right? Yeah, so two more. Right there. This guy's gonna go 10, 20, 30, 10. He'll take in shot at natural one. He misses.
This that whip threw him off.
Does he have a death kit that triggers?
And he doesn't. And then there's a guy right here who's going to... Who do we have? You're fallen.
So this guy has not moved yet.
This guy has not moved. Okay, he's going to go through and approach Glow. He is my warrior, so he'll take two attacks because he's a warrior. So he would be bloodied. Yes.
Yes.
He's bloodied. And then this is just a regular... There's only one warrior and one... Well,
so this was the warrior.
Yeah, this is the warrior. This is the Flynn, and the rest are just regular gnolls.
This guy's a regular gnoll?
Yeah, that's a regular.
I'm gonna
swap him out so that it's more distinguishable. Yeah, 15 to hit. Glow does glit.
That misses.
Okay. Hey, jeepers.
Unless something else happens.
Nope, nothing else happens.
Okay, I'm gonna stand up and get real angry and do action surge. And make three attacks against the Flynn.
Oh snap! How much does the Flynn have?
Action surge. Four. 80. Attacks.
Four attacks.
80. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make four attacks.
Just to have me on the team, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is great.
Okay, and I'm
going
to apply poison to each of those attacks.
Okay, let's see how many
you can hit. 14 to hit.
Does not. This is all on the Flynn, right?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, it does one. Not hit.
Another 14.
14s do not hit.
Holy crap, I didn't hit a single one.
Oh, wow.
All rolls were 7 or
I rolled wow. 7, 1, 4, 7.
You didn't have anything to increase that? No, like a, what is it called?
Does your growth give you any bonuses to hit?
To damage.
It's strength. It's strength saves and
on
checks.
On all of them.
As a bonus action, can I second wind? Or
sure.
Absolutely. Yeah, why not? I need to ask permission for that.
Okay, action I was just wondering
is
if
not
the,
a...
Because that's an action. Action surge is an action, right?
I think. Action surge just happens.
Action surge gives you another action.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't have to... It's just...
But it does not give you a second bonus action.
Right.
Yeah.
But they phrase it stupidly in the player's handbook.
They do. So I regain 8.
You'll take it. Take it, man. Everyone counts.
Okay, Cole, you're up.
I'll step forward and I'll attack.
There. Yeah. At this point, the wind is blasting this way.
Right.
So you're fine.
Yes.
So you'll get flanking on this guy.
Okay.
Yep, because. Yep.
Oh, that's kay. Real bad.
I will attack him.
Oh my gosh.
Cuff.
Wow, you guys. We have rolled the worst freaking rolls.
Yeah, this is...
Yep.
Dang it. I wish I would have done that. That was my whole plan.
Okay.
Well, don't worry. Literally everyone has rolled crap-tack.
That's right.
I have four attacks, and I missed all of them.
That's right.
I just rolled a nat one.
Okay. Let's proc that.
I would
gift.
Love to, but someone took it away from me.
You're right. I did. Okay.
I have no dark gift.
All right. Question mark. Another unseen blast hits this person.
They're already bloodied, right?
I think so.
They're at 17.
Natural 20. So he takes... He's at 17?
He's taken 17 damage, yes.
He takes 17 more.
Okay. 30.
Is he dead?
He is dead.
Okay, can we say his corpse gets blown 15 feet back?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Maybe like
a as a poorly coded graphics engine from a video game. So like, as its arms are like... Okay, Fiend Knoll. Okay, we've got a bunch of friends near. He howls again as his eyes go red hot, and he's going to make a series of attacks against our frog friend.
I'm sorry, I tried.
I know.
I didn't do a good job.
Can you do your reaction again?
I can only do the cloud rune one time.
But you have got your interception thing, right?
I can't do it on myself. Interception doesn't...
Dang it.
Dang it.
Yeah, because here's the thing. If you go down with the first attack and he hits you with two more, you're dead.
Full of madness. Natural one.
So now you'll only just drop.
We're at a 22 with pain. Okay. Make an intelligence save. You take 10 points of bludgeoning.
Well, either way, she's down.
You don't have more than 22, so you're down.
I have 12 hit points.
And then the last hits hits you as well.
So she's at 2 death saves again.
Yep.
This feels familiar. I figured
it's like a flail, so each one of them goes boom, boom, boom. He says it has multi-attack, but I'm just going to say it makes sense for me to hit once and then all three of them hit. So I'll just do it that way.
The amount of skill it would take with a flail to go,
to go around the corner, it doesn't
would really
make sense.
Be terrifying.
Okay, yeah. We are at, and he's going to move up to Cole.
He's stepping to Cole.
Stepping up to Cole. Yep. He's done with this frog. Question mark? No, we're at we're there. Yeah, Zumac. Right. There's just a pile of gnolls and bodies.
I'm starting to run out of
spells
here.
You're just in that scary part of the fight.
Yeah. Well, I do have another first level spell, which I will pump into our frog friend again. And,
Wait, did he hit his corpse? Did he take any death saves?
She took 2.
I took 2 deaths.
Because she was down.
Jordan's alive.
You get 7 health.
7, thank you.
So nice. Such a nice friend.
Oh my gosh. I hate how familiar this feels.
I know, right?
Okay.
And as you come back to life from the third time of unconsciousness, a dread and fear fills your heart.
Okay.
And you receive...
This is the second time.
But the third time... The second time.
The first one that went down was...
I went down.
Was
you
cold.
Went down, still.
And then I went down twice.
The second time you wake up, the dread of death and unconsciousness and the pain seeps deeply into your heart, and your seated fear is a fear of falling prone.
Oh. That's rough. That's
yeah,
that's, rough.
That is a rough one. Oh my god. Okay.
The cold, hard floor of your head hitting the back of that stone multiple times.
So, Mac, are you still going?
Because you were a tiny little creature, and the only time you get big is when you're enhanced, and so falling that far is disastrous.
Okay, and then I'm going to shout at this guy, oh, I bet you can only get a goblin girlfriend. And
I don't.
He has to make a wisdom
species.
Save.
15. Wisdom save? Okay. It cuts deep.
Hey, I like goblins. What's wrong with them? Alright, so then he has disadvantage on his next attack roll.
Okay.
And he takes...
That's the warrior. Yep.
Right? The Flynn.
Oh, the Flynn. Oh, yeah. Okay. Great. Yeah, he still failed.
Yep. He takes... 1 point of damage is all. But he does have disadvantage on his next attack.
Yeah, that's good. Really,
that's good. Cool. So. Okay, my turn?
Yep.
Okay, as a bonus action, I'm going to turn the direction the wind is blasting to hit these guys.
Alrighty.
I don't know if that's going to hit Cole.
Is it a cone? Is it a column?
It's a 10-foot. It's a 10-foot wide tunnel.
Well,
Cole.
Okay, it'll hit Cole as well.
I don't think there's any way to avoid hitting either Cole or...
Oh yeah.
They describe
only
the shape
5 feet
of
in between.
If it doesn't specify a cone, then
it's
gonna be.
It's not a cone. It's just a wind tunnel.
Ten feet,
okay.
Ten feet
is this guy wearing metal armor?
That is a regular gnoll, so no. He's wearing leathers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I will cast Shocking Grasp on him.
Okay.
Have advantage on the roll. I hit a 15.
15 does not hit.
What?
Target number 16.
Dang it.
Well. at least I came close. Okay, and Baby Glow will shoot this guy.
Okay.
And I guess, you know, I'm floating up there, yep. So it doesn't really matter. But I'll do that too, in case I avoid disadvantage. Baby Glow hits a 26.
That hits.
The guy takes 2 points and has to make a con save.
I fail.
He falls asleep. But something good happened.
Very good. Okay, Noel. Noel's turn.
Okay, so these guys, I think, need to make strength saves, right?
Yes. There's two here only, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Fiddlesticks. So one fails. We'll say that Noel fails. He's pushed 15 feet. The other one fails. Okay, so he'll move back up. They'll all move back where they were at.
Okay, but that's two series of attacks that he can make.
That was very... Okay, so this guy, he is the warrior.
Mm-hmm.
So he's going to make 2 attacks on Glow. Does a 9 hit? Probably not.
I would like to Sentinel.
Sentinel? Okay, so the first attack was a 9. That doesn't hit, right? But the second attack is a 22. So
his reaction interrupts his...
First one?
Well, he would be, when he, yeah. As soon as he enters the square that he threatens,
okay.
He gets to take the attack.
Well, so it's when he makes the attack.
Okay. Oh, okay, it's when he makes the attack.
So right. On his first attack, he then gets Sentinel.
Okay, so what does Sentinel do? I aim at you?
Whenever a creature within 5 feet of me makes an attack against a target other than me, I can use my reaction to make a melee weapon and attack.
Okay, go ahead.
And he will get to do sneak attack damage.
Yep, if you haven't used it already.
Brilliant, brilliant. Sneak attack is once per turn, not once per round.
Oh, I thought it was once per round.
Yeah.
Okay. Nope.
25.
That hits?
It really would be cool if they specified that. Yeah. Like, it said once per turn, comma, meaning you can potentially do sneak attack on a reaction attack.
Right, 11. Right.
It would be nice if
that
they did that.
That would be nice if they specified that. Okay, this is the warrior guy. Dang, am I going to be able to use this additional ability? Yeah, I think you're going to kill it.
11. He's dead.
Is that before my attack?
It's before your second attack, so because it's off of the first
he
one.
He made the first attack. I sentineled.
Okay.
And did...
So if I would have hit, then I could have done damage?
If you would have hit, you still would have done damage.
What comes first?
I don't know. You're probably free to adjudicate it however you'd like. If a creature within 5 feet makes an attack against a target other than you, you can use your action to make a melee attack against the attack. So
I'm going to say after. That to me, that makes sense after.
Right. It makes sense.
After I make the attack...
You make the attack, you and deal the you, damage, you get to but then the I reaction get to react to,
yeah.
to it.
So,
yeah.
So it's up attack, to you if it interrupts the multi-attack or not.
What is the specification of the multi-attack? After you take an attack action, you can attack twice?
Well, when you take the attack action, you may attack twice.
Okay, I'm going to say that I get hit twice, then he can use his reaction to hit me.
Okay.
That to me makes sense.
Sure, it doesn't specify.
It doesn't make sense that he interrupts. So. Yeah. Okay, so then my attack would have hit Glow.
What was the second attack?
It was a 22 to hit.
That hits.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's going to be 6 points of piercing damage.
Into me?
Yeah, to you. And then...
Wait, I need to make concentration.
Yeah, that's right.
13, so I'm fine.
Okay. And then now your attack goes. Okay. So
now my attack goes. I do the sneak attack, which triggers my Wells from the Grave. Nope, it doesn't trigger the Wells from the Grave.
Okay.
That one specifies it has to be on my turn.
Okay. So how much damage?
It was a lot.
What is he at right now?
He was at 27. It pushed him over 40.
Was it more than 12? Okay, then yeah, he's dead.
Yeah, yeah.
It's more than 12, he's dead. Yep.
Okay.
So the warrior's dead.
Yeah, it was more than 20. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I think it was 25.
Okay, so we've got the Flynn and one Knoll remaining. Uh-huh. And...
Okay, good job.
The Knoll. Yeah. So he used his movement to get back here. He's going to use his action to get right here.
Okay.
And then he's going to use his bonus action to make a bite attack because of his howl that he's howling. Finally, I get to use it. I would have done it last turn and gotten 4 extra attacks, but I forgot.
Oh.
Darn it. Does a 10 hit?
No, it does not.
Okay.
A 10 wouldn't even hit Baby.
I go... And I miss. Okay, now we're at the top of the key. Jeepers. Okay.
I'll try this one more time.
Did you get healed?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
you healed him?
Healing word.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Healing word and then the vicious mockery.
That's right.
Okay. Try this one more time. And attack the flint.
Let's try this.
Poison on both of the attacks.
Okay.
So that means 2d6 and 2d10.
Ah.
And then it needs to make a constitution saving throw.
Finally, this is what you guys have been waiting for.
11.
What's the target number for the con?
15. 25 piercing damage. And then
what's that put him at?
106.
Okay.
25 piercing damage and the DC is 14.
14 DC.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, DC is 12 for the poison one. That's the fire one.
I get a 13 DC.
Okay, so he doesn't take the poison damage, but he takes 25 piercing damage.
Okay. I'm
And that's the first attack.
Shaken.
That was the first attack.
Not shaken. That's the first attack.
That's the first
okay,
attack, man.
Right. Okay. Here we go. Second attack.
That's a 19 to hit.
Oh, that hits, yeah.
Okay. So just single this time. 6, 8, 9, 10.
10? Okay, what's that put us at?
116.
Okay, not quite.
Almost
there.
Can I get another saving throw?
What? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you for reminding me.
Job, what's that target number?
12.
Yeah, I passed it. I 14. Okay. No, 15.
Yeah, the poison one is not that hard because it's for every single
Yeah,
attack.
But it's still pretty good. Okay, we are at Cole. See if Cole can finish
Cole
it off.
Cole needs to make a strength save because he's in
Cole
the
does need to make a strength save.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Oh, it's all
pushed.
Good. Yeah.
Which is fine.
Attacks
now you can come
right?
back. Well,
because
it's force
forced
movement. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, force movement does
So matter. Then you can go 5. Or 10, 20.
Yeah, you can get that flanking.
And then
flanking.
Get flanking.
Okay.
You can do it, Cole. I believe.
Let's attack. Come on.
Come on.
There isn't a helper within 5 feet of you, though.
What? But he is engaged
he is based,
with...
But
to get sneak attack, you have to be within 5 feet, right?
The target has to be, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Within 5 feet of two of us.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I was thinking Cole had to be within 5 feet. No.
No.
Okay.
20, 21.
That hits?
Okay. 3, 12, 17, 21.
Wow.
So he is at 137.
Way to go.
Yes!
And then
I
5, 10,
15. Oh, yeah. Yes, that is very important to establish.
I'm going to Wells from the Grave it.
Okay.
So because I hit him with my sneak attack, I can do 2d6
to another target. Target here, cool.
So 7 damage to this
the
one.
Regular one.
The regular one, what's he at?
Yeah, what is he's the sword? So he hasn't taken any damage. Okay.
All right.
This is the first damage he's taken. I will bonus action move dash up to him.
You're gonna dash up to him? Okay.
Yeah. So all right. we're all just one big happy family here.
Okay.
Do you want to step out of the wind tunnel? You're still in it.
Well, no. For him to get
okay.
towards
right.
it,
yeah.
he's gonna have
just
to.
FYI.
That's all
yeah.
of his movement.
No. Yes.
There. So.
No, I've because
he could still, you can still dash with your
yeah,
bonus action.
Yeah, yeah.
Bonus action.
No,
you could come to right here if you wanted to.
Okay, yeah, let's do that.
Okay, now that you guys are all focusing up on this guy, you see a ring of blue fire go around his head and insert his brain as it melds and blows him to death.
Oh my gosh.
What? Well, let me get a perception check as we're out of initiative.
I just really freaked out. I didn't see anything.
I got an 8.
I got a 6.
25.
Around
three.
The corner, you see this cloaked, armored individual holding a silvered longsword as he outstretched his hand and pulled it. And a similar ring of blue fire returns and appears around his head.
Wow. That was really, really cool.
I pause and say, this is theatrical. We appreciate your appearance. This guy is technically just asleep. Can we all coup de grace him before he wakes up?
That's all it is. He didn't respond.
Okay, we do that.
Okay.
Boy, that was really neat. You want to teach me that trick? Okay.
I wave at him without having turned off the wind spell, so he needs to make strength save.
Okay.
Oh, seriously?
He has been taking it the whole time.
Oh, has he?
Yeah. He fails.
And then I say, oops, I'm sorry.
Ooh, he hits the back of the wind. Ouch. As he kind of like gets the breath back in him. But he stays where he's at. He doesn't say anything.
Thanks for your help, sir.
I told you guys there were silver weapons in the cave.
Esteemed stranger.
Evil lurks everywhere. With our minds, we will unearth it. We will plumb? P-L-U-M-B, plumb its depths, and we will annihilate it.
That sounds great to me.
Wow, that sounds really neat. I bet my king would like that.
I thought you were the king.
Well, he hasn't made me king yet.
Do we all agree on these words?
I definitely agree. I don't think...
Yeah, that sounds right to me.
Yes.
I didn't hear two others. Are we in agreement of these words?
Yes. Yep.
Hey, Cloud, he's asking you.
Yes or no?
Do we want to plumb the evil out of the world?
I make a saving throw against peer pressure. I say, I would like to learn more about this individual before I commit to him.
You don't want to rid the world of evil?
Well, he kind of helped us, I think. Sure.
What's your name? I ask him his name.
He doesn't respond.
I make an insight check.
Okay.
I get a 13.
What are you trying to insight?
Can I trust this guy?
I think there's definite command in his words.
Okay.
Not quite laced with magic, but he is just the way that of his demeanor, and you can see him. He is definitely not lying.
Okay.
And he intends to. His intentions are to get your agreement.
But this is not a binding magical contract, and I'll have to fight the Goblet of Fire or something, right?
There's something, it's not magical, yeah. But it seems like there's something
going on. Yeah, so something's
it.
Going on.
There might be something to it.
I say, I'm interested in learning more.
And Cole?
Oh, yeah, yes, no, fight, plumb the evil. Great.
Your oath is sealed. And then he steps up. Now that that is over, you all do feel magical command go through you.
Like, what do we have to do?
If you want to make a whiz save...
I do.
You can. Is anyone immune to charm?
Strike a light.
Is anyone immune to charm?
I got a one. I do not make my whiz save.
No.
Okay, you are...
No else here.
You come under the Inquisitor's command. He says, I am an Inquisitor of the Mindfire. My name is Tristan.
Oh, we were looking
Oh, yeah, we heard about these guys.
Yeah. I know about
Tristan Gate. And as he walks up to you, this guy's like 6'8", and he is chiseled. He's got breastplate on and a cloak, and it is. I mean, you can tell he steps in the room and the world listens.
Wow.
And he's wielding a silvered long sword.
I just met you, but I think you're pretty cool.
Are you still big large?
I'm staying large for now.
How tall do you get? As large.
I'm sorry, as large. It doesn't really specify height, so I'm assuming like
at least 8 feet.
8 feet tall, yeah.
Okay.
So I'm taller than him.
Yeah, you're taller
than
him for sure.
Wow, you're pretty cool, sir. What exactly do you do? I mean, because we know that you have some sort of like are you a member of the Olmest Inquisitors? The Olmest, is that your group?
Yes.
We know.
You are correct.
That's fascinating. We heard about you, and we're kind of looking to. I think. Well, I don't know. It seems like we're both on the side of being against evil, so that's good with me.
Good. I'm glad we agree, and you've accepted the binding pact that we've agreed to.
So what with this binding pact? What I got to do?
Well, we must rid evil of this land.
So we're ridding the evil of the land or the land of the evil?
Because we still do need the land.
Anyway.
I don't have a problem with ridding the land of evil.
Romeo has been under, and he interrupts you without any care. Barovia is under the evil grasp of Strahd, and we must get rid of him.
Okay.
As followers of Ulmid, that is our oath to him, which you have subsequently agreed to the same oath and pact.
Okay. Like right now. I know the ultimate goal.
Well, you guys look hurt. I'm okay.
Yeah,
if you want to take a break here, you can.
I want to take a break. I had a bad day.
But I am lurking through this this castle that hasn't been inhabited in some time, as the mists have obscured it purposely. But since the mists have been interrupted for the time being because of the great event, we've been able to enter here. A great magi once ruled this castle. And there appears to be a flame, a magic candle, that may have interesting effects on the mist. And that's why I'm here.
So you're here to find it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
the blue flame candle of the Magi.
Listening to Van Richten's Guide to A Curse of Strahd. Quest with us, where adventure abounds. Next time in the Fates Forge.